That's okay. Thank you for having us.
Young and Strange are a comedy illusion double act from the UK. They're headlining the Champions of Magic show running March 22nd to April 6th at Festival Place in Sherwood Park. And Sam Strange joins me. Have you ever been to Edmonton before?
Never Edmonton, but we've done quite a few tours of Canada, and we have been to that sort of middle section before. I mean, I know you're slightly west, aren't you? But it is. I mean, this is a cliche thing to say, but my main takeaway is how cold it is where you are.
You're only saying that because it's like minus 27 today. That's all.
Well, as I speak to you, I'm in Florida. We're in a touring theatre show called Champions of Magic, and it tours all over North America. It happens to be today that I'm in Florida, but I'm glad to hear how cold it is up there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I don't feel sorry for you at all. So I was reading up about Young and Strange from your website, youngandstrange.co.uk. You and your partner, Richard Young, started as childhood friends. How did the idea to become an illusion comedy act come about?
Well, we've always had a passion for magic ever since we were kids, and we grew up learning magic together, so we inevitably fostered that sort of competitiveness between the two of us. It was that which sort of spurred us on to learn more and more. We started with sleight of hand magic that we then went on to perform in like restaurants and at corporate events and weddings and things. And then when we were in our sort of late teenage years, we had a passion for stage illusions and stage magic, which is a slightly different thing to the sleight of hand magic that we used to perform. And then literally, we've just plowed our act based on the passion and enthusiasm for stage illusions, which not many people do have these days. The old-fashioned stage illusions where you saw people in half vanish, disappear. I mean, they're big, large-scale props that require a big sort of capital outlay and then a space to perform them as well.
Who were some of your childhood heroes, like your magical inspiration, shall we say? Was it Paul Daniels?
Well, yeah, I mean, Paul Daniels in the UK. I mean, did you have him over in Canada?
He
had a really big success.
Yeah, we had his show. We had the Paul Daniels Magic Hour. It would come on.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, he was on Saturday Night Television for almost a decade. So
yeah.
We definitely grew up on a diet of him. We also love the American illusionist David Copperfield, and also those Las Vegas sort of legends of the 80s and early 90s, Lance Burton, Siegfried and Roy. That what those shows did is they really captured the spectacle. It wasn't just about the trick, it was about any number of things outside of the actual trick itself.
Do you think that's what it is about magic that draws people of all ages to it? It's like the spectacle and the show part of it?
Yeah, it is. And ultimately, you get the illusion. So whatever that trick is, that's the main focal point. But then you build on top of it. So in this show, Champions of Magic, we've got something like 168 moving lights that are above in the grid. We've got thousands of dollars of pyrotechnics, which are used every show. And that level of production stuff really broadens the appeal. Even if you've been dragged along by a partner and you're reluctant to see a magic show, there's plenty in it for you. There's lots of comedy in it as well.
You have been doing this for some time. What is one of your favorite illusions to perform?
Because, like I said earlier, it was born out of passion, a childhood passion. We do this, basically, it's a Siegfried and Roy sort of parody or tribute at the very end of our show. And it's something like 8 stage illusions that are performed really quickly, one after the other, all with a wink in the eye and a nod to how ridiculous that period of time of magic was. And it's just a vibrant, energetic, fun, comedic ending to the show. So we love doing that.
You've led on a little bit to what people will see when they go to Festival Place at the end of the month. But if you've never been to see one of your shows, if we've never seen you before, how would you describe it? What are we going to see?
Well, the good thing about this show, Champions of Magic, is that there's actually 4 performers. So I'm one of 4. So you're not committed to going to see a single act. So if you've ever been to a magic show before and you take a chance and then decide within a few minutes of the magician walking on stage that he's not really as warm or friendly as you were hoping, then, well, don't worry, there'll be another act coming along shortly. It's a very safe bet as far as the show goes. And each of those magicians that I've mentioned, we perform different styles of magic. So Holly England does a very artistic style of magic. And then you've got Fernando Velasco, who does the grand scale escapes, the Houdini upside down water torture cell. He does these dangerous escapes, which really add an element of adrenaline and drama to the show. So this, because of the nature of having lots of magicians in the show, it has a much broader family appeal.
So you're going to see a little bit of everything. How did you all find each other to come together to make this show?
Well, it was put together by a British promoter, actually, back in 2013. And we toured around the UK at small arts centres, and it's been sort of organically grown from there. We then transitioned to North America in 2017. And he's been on the search for acts which he likes in terms of the attitude to performance and the magic they perform. So he's sort of handpicked them from a pretty large global pool of magicians. And hopefully it's a good lineup of magicians.
Well, I'm so excited. If you haven't got your tickets already, make sure you do. The Champions of Magic at Festival Place, March 22nd to April 6th. The link is at ravenradio.ca. Keep it on us. We've got some tickets to give away as well. Sam, thank you so much for joining me. You can't be in a bad mood when you walk out of a magic show, right?
No, that's true, actually. You know, you really can't. I mean, this is funny and energizing, and you'll leave feeling good about yourself.
I believe it, because I've only been talking to you for a few minutes and I'm already in a good mood. See? That's how it works.
Thanks, Shannon.